Exodus chapter 30. This morning we used the illustration of Elijah and Elisha as how we should live down here, that we should live the life of the man that went into glory. Tonight we're going to look at something that God in heaven patented. And it was the incense that was used in the holy place before the Holy of Holies. And it was given a special mixture, a special list of ingredients. And so I wanted to study something tonight, and we could even look in this and see how God works in our lives. So we're going to be looking at verses 30. 4 through 38. If you go through the Bible, incense is a picture of prayer. In Revelation chapter 8, verses 3 and 4, we see this as we study through Revelation. It said, another angel came and stood at the altar having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And I firmly believe that the incense used in heaven is the same one that was given to man, because it's God's incense. In verse 4 it says, and the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. See, the incense was a daily requirement in the tabernacle. It was a daily requirement in both the first and second temples. And the high priest had to go in the holy place. He had to put this incense before the veil, before the holies of holies. And it represented the prayers of the country. If you remember when we studied the tabernacle, you came in from here, and the very first place you came to was the altar of burnt offerings. And you had to make a sacrifice to just come into the court. Folks, when we come into God's presence, we have to make a sacrifice. From there, if you started getting closer to God, you had to clean yourself up. You know, God had this COVID thing done. He knew about sanitation before. But folks, we need to be sanitized from sin. We need to accept Christ's sacrifice for our sins and have His blood cover us. But as you got closer and closer to God, the picture of God in the Holy of Holies, you went by the laver where the priest had to wash before they go into the holy place. And then you went in there, and then you saw the candlestick which provided light. And you saw the table of showbread where there were 12 pieces of bread representing each of the tribes of Israel. And then right before the veil to the Holy of Holies, holiest of holies, was the altar of incense. And so when God was given Moses the description of all the things to build, in Exodus chapter 30, he says, this is how the altar of incense is going to be made. And later on, he goes on, he says, this is the way you're going to make it. And if you look at the ingredients for the incense, there's actually characteristics that we should have in our prayer life. And because incense represents prayers, we ought to look at how God wants us to do this. And so in verses 34 through 38, and the Lord said unto Moses, take unto these sweet spices, stacte, and uncha, and gabbanum, these sweet spices with pure frankincense of each shall there be a like weight. See, in our prayer life, things need to be equal. We can get out of balance in our Christian life. We can get out of balance in our prayer life. But when they were making the incense, these four ingredients had what? Equal weight. And it says, and thou shalt make it a perfume, a confection after the art of the apothecary, tempered together, pure, and what? Holy. A prayer life has to come out of a pure and holy life. It has to be done God's way. God, Christ gave his disciples a model prayer. Verse 36, and thou shalt beat some of it very small and put it before the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation where I will meet with thee. It shall be unto you now, how is it? Most holy. You know, we need true reverence towards God. We need to understand he's holy and we're not. We need his holiness every day. Verse 37, and as for the perfume, see, we serve a jealous God. And he doesn't want any imitation. He doesn't want you to take his stuff and use it for your good. So in verse 37, he gives a warning. And he says, as for the perfume which thou shalt make, ye shall not make to yourselves according to the composition thereof. It shall be unto thee holy. Everybody read this? For the Lord. Folks, our lives need to be holy for the Lord. Whosoever shall make like unto that to smell thereof shall even be cut off from his people. Folks, when God takes something seriously, we need to take it seriously also. And the points are, prayers are to be reserved for God. You don't pray to your dad. You don't pray to your mom. You don't pray to your brother. You don't pray to some other man sitting behind a booth someplace. You pray to God. Amen. Prayers are reserved for him. Secondly, prayers are to be holy. And I think a lot of Christians, it's about give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. We need to pray in God's name and in his will and by his word and all these things the way he said it to be done. So tonight we're going to look at the four ingredients and we're going to look at how it was presented. So how the incense was blended. The first, you're going to learn some stuff tonight. The first ingredient was stacte. Okay, that's the Greek translation of it. Okay. But the actual Hebrew word is nataph, okay? Nataph. You find this word only in one other book of the Bible, in the book of Job. And in Job chapter 36, verses 27 and 28, it says, for he maketh small the drops of water. They pour down rain according to the vapor thereof, which the clouds do drop, and distill upon man abundantly. See, what the nataph was, and a lot of people think it was myrrh, is actually a gummy sap of a tree, okay? And anybody ever use a fire starter?
Yeah.
Okay? A fire starter, what do? You have something that's permeated with this, and it burns for a long time. And if you have something that has some consistency to it, it's going to last for a long time. But the actual word that's used here is talking about to drop. To drop. And it says where the clouds do drop and what? Distill upon man abundantly. It's in the formation of dew. Now, how is dew formed? Well, first of all, you can't have a lot of wind. Okay? Secondly, you have to have the right conditions. And it has to be perfectly still. So when Christ starts, when God says, make this incense out of this, he's actually directing the people of Israel how to pray. Just in the name and how they find this stuff. And what we really need to do is we need to be patient in prayer. So the stocky can mean patience in prayer because of its stillness, for this concept of dropping, this concept of distilling something. When you distill something, it's something that you have to, you boil it off and then it condensates, but it has to be still. See, in Psalm chapter 46, verse 10, the first part of that says, "Be still and know that I am God." When we go into prayer, we need to stop and consider what we're going to do. See, the high priest, when he took this incense in, he had to present a sacrifice. Then he had to clean himself up. Then he had to go into the holy place, and then he had to administer the incense. It was not something that he would just go and, "Hey, oh, why don't you go do that for me? Or we'll just do it here." There were specific times of the day and a specific procedure which he had to follow. Folks, we need to start wait on the Lord. We need sometimes to slow down and take time and pray about this. You know, we're supposed to pray without ceasing and rejoice evermore and do all those other things. But Christ talked about going into your closet and praying. Christ said, you set a time. Christ, when he was getting up to his major ministry things, he would go by himself up into a mountain and pray. And before he went to the cross, he set himself apart and went and prayed. It's not a superficial thing. We need to be still and know that he is God. You know, this resin, this gum that they would make would allow the incense to burn until the next incense was put down. And so, that kind of gives us the thing about pray without ceasing. Because in the holy place, the smoke of the incense was always going up. The lights of the candlestick were always on. The bread was always there. It was always there. Folks, we need to be still and know that's God. And then the second thing is, we need staying power. We need staying power in prayer. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, the Bible says this, praying always, oh, there's that word, okay, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And that's the first thing. So we're supposed to pray. And if you don't have a prayer life, get one. If you don't talk to God, you need to. He's your Heavenly Father. And this is how we communicate back to Him. And so it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication of the Spirit. And what? Watching thereunto with all, there's that word, perseverance. Perseverance is you keep on doing it, and you keep on doing it, and you keep on doing it until you get an answer. And I fail at that. I'm working on that. We all need to work on that. But I will say this, if I say I want to pray for you, I want to pray for you. And we need to do that. We need to keep our word. We need to watch with all perseverance. You know, Christ gave an illustration about that. About the widow that went to the judge constantly to avenge me of my adversary. And he used that as an illustration of prayer. And supplication for, here we go, all saints. Folks, we can't love like God unless we can love all. See, God wants us to love Him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. But He also wants us to love our neighbor as ourselves. So we need to love God as He loves us with all. We don't pick and choose. God is no respecter of persons, and neither shall we be. And so the first ingredient basically talks about being patient. It's the thing that has stillness. Because the word means to drop, like dew drops. And it's pure, it's like distilled. And then it has staying power, so it can last as it's burned in front of the veil. The second one is onsha, okay? Now this is interesting. Done some study. Here's some science. The mollusk that lives in the Red Sea. Now think about this. Where was the nation of Israel when this was going on? They had just passed the Red Sea. So these are things that they could find. These are things that were readily available. God put them there for His use. Everything that God puts on the earth is for His glory. And so, it's a mollusk found in the Red Sea. It's a snail. Okay? It's a snail and it has one of the conifer type shells. And this, if you look at the word odoratus, when the Greeks started naming all these things, they gave this mollusk a name that talks about odor. It has a smell. Because what you could do with this shell is that you could crush it. In order to get the smell, if you just picked up the shell, it wouldn't smell. But if you crushed it, the aroma came out. If you crushed it, the aroma came out. So the proper preparation was to crush the shell and then mix it with the other ingredients. So the first part that God wants us to do is be patient in prayer. But this concept of crushing is that when we go to a holy God, we need to have an attitude of contrition. There's a lot of verses in the Bible that talks about how we're supposed to approach God. And we need to have contrition in prayer. In Psalm 34, verse 18, it says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a what? Broken heart." Have you ever asked God to crush you? Not in a physical sense, but in a spiritual sense. David did. David did. He said, "Create in me a clean heart." He said, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a what? Contrite or a crushed spirit." Blessed are the poor in spirit. Psalm chapter 51, verse 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. You can't have any pride when you have a broken spirit. When you have a broken spirit, it's not about the things you want anymore. It's about the things you need. And you'll be in line with God. It says, "The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise." And think of where this incense is. This incense is in front of the veil. And undoubtedly the odor went into the Holy of Holies, where the ark was, where God dwelt between the what? The cherubims. Isaiah 66 verse 2 says, "For all those things hath mine hand made." See, God made all the ingredients. He had the patent on it, okay? He said, "Don't do it except for me." "And all those things have been, saith the Lord, but to this man will I look." Look at this verse. "But to this man will I look." Well, what's his characteristic? "Even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembleth at my word." Folks, there's something to take away from that tonight. God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. And so, this unctia, the shell, had to be crushed to be made as part of this perfume, to be burnt. And so we need to be patient in prayer. We need to be crushed in prayer and have a contrite spirit. The third thing is the gabbanum. Now, what is that? Okay. Well, it was the sap or the gum of that tree. Okay. And basically found in the Middle East, once again, it was fairly plentiful out in the wilderness. It's kind of like the scrub that you see out in West Texas. But the issue is that how does this sap come up? It rises up inside of it and then it comes out of it. And what you had to do is to And see this issue about how to make this, the ingredients that God gave them to make this. You go, what? You want me to take this gum, and then you want me to go out and get a whole bunch of shells and crush them up, and then you want me to get this gum and dry it out. See, it takes time. It takes preparation. It takes effort. You either grind it out, you either dry it out, or you put it on low boil and you boil it off. But then you get the residue and then you grind it up. And we see this thing about doing it as the thing of the apothecary with a mortar and pestle. All these ingredients were put into a bowl and then ground together. See, that's what God wants us to do. He wants to take all the character that He wants us to have, and He's going to grind it all together and make us a complete person. And so, it's supposed to be ground, dried, and then ground into powder. And when you did this, the smell was intense. Now, have you ever taken something, a cedar, and rubbed it together and smelled? And you get that smell, or you take some tree broth, tree branches, pine, and you rub it together and you get that smell. How many people like pine saw? Okay. What does it leave? Leaves a smell. You know where pine saw's been. Okay. You know that someone's been using pine saw. Folks, people need to know when we've been praying. There needs to be evidence in our life of a good prayer life. So the smell is intense. It has a sense of freshness. So the stacky talks about being patient. The onyx talks about being crushed. This gabalim talks about praise in prayer. Praise in prayer. In Psalm chapter 42, verse 8, the Bible says this, "Yet the Lord will command His loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night His song shall be with me." So, all day long, the psalmist is seeing the loving kindness of God, and in the night, he is hearing God's song. And then look at the rest of it. "And my prayer unto the God of my life." Folks, you know, we hear the thing about go get a life, right? Without Christ, you have no life. And we need to get Christ. And with all of our getting, get Christ. And with all of our, in all, everything we have, get wisdom, get understanding. Psalm 66:20. A couple verses up from that says, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." But the end of that psalm goes like this. It says, "Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy for me." You know, just the opportunity to go pray to a holy God should cause us to praise Him. Just the opportunity to see Him work in people's lives and answer prayer would be opportunity to praise Him. To see how He works and guides us through His life should be opportunity to praise Him. And it says we're supposed to thank Him for it. You know, once I learned an acronym about the acts of prayer, that the first one is adoration. A for adoration, C for confession, T for thanksgiving, and S for supplication or making a petition. That's a pretty good recipe for prayer. There's four parts of that. Just like here, all these ingredients are supposed to have equal parts. And so we need to have praise and prayer. The last one is the frankincense. So a lot of people think that stacky is myrrh. We know what frankincense is. It was there when Christ was a small child. And the wise men came and presented these gifts. And what was it? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Folks, when we come into God's presence, we need to pray. Every time we come into God, we need to be in an attitude of prayer. So the frankincense, the word, the Hebrew word is libonah. actually to be white. When you got it out and you purified it, it became white. Sounds like purity. Okay? Sounds like purity. It comes from the Basileus. And look at the word. The one for the onyx was a odorous mollusk. This one, see the sacra? What does that mean? Sacred. So here's the tree that grows where you don't think trees can grow. Look at this. Here's a frankincense tree. These things get up to 8 meters high. Growing on the edge of a cliff. His roots are in the rock. You find this thing, you find this tree in the rocks. In places where you didn't think trees would grow. I might go home and see if I got a frankincense tree in my yard. But the issue is that here's the point. This tree grows in inhospitable places. Think about where they were when this was happening. They're out in the wilderness. They've just been brought out of a very civilized place into nowhere. God wants to put us in the nowhere so He can get us somewhere. And He wants to go out and see if we're going to be patient with Him, if we're going to be crushed by it, if we're going to have praise for Him. Nothing that this world has will sustain prayer. I guarantee you couldn't grow anything else on that, but God can. And when we see these things, we just say, God, you're such an awesome God. So what is the frankincense? The world can't solve our problems. We know that for a fact. So who solves our problems? God does. You have not because you ask not. And when you ask, you bring your petitions to Him. In Philippians 4:6, the Bible says, be careful for nothing, but in, everybody say it? Everything. Everything. Does that mean everything? Yep. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 15, it says, and if we know that He hears us, folks, if we pray God's way, using the right ingredients, He's going to hear us. He's going to hear us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the what? The petitions that we desired of Him, because they won't be superficial. They'll be prayer requests for the glory of God, to make people more like His image. Remember, we need all four parts of this. We need petition. We need patience. We need praise. We need all these things. We need to have contrition in prayer. And I hope that may give you some insight on how we can have a more vibrant prayer life. So how the incense was burned. It gives an instruction in the first part of chapter 30. It says, Aaron will burn it in the morning. But later on, the commandment was this. In 2 Chronicles chapter 13, verse 11, it says, and they burn unto the Lord every morning and every evening burnt sacrifices and sweet incense. See, you can't pray without sacrifice, and you can't sacrifice without prayer. So if you're doing all this stuff for the God, and you're just doing, you need to be praying. And if all you're doing is praying, and you're not doing, you need to do, and do more. They were together. And when was the sacrifices? It was one in the morning and one in the evening. And it says, and they burn unto the Lord every morning and every evening burnt sacrifices and sweet incense. What was the incense? The stuff that had the ingredients. The patented way from God. The showbread also set they in order upon the pure table. And the candlestick of gold with the lamps thereof to burn every evening. For we keep the charge of the Lord our God, but ye have forsaken Him. And oh, so much. So many people have forsaken Him. I'm sure that there's people, because they just don't like being told not what to do, they went out and they made this stuff of their own. Didn't get very far with that. So the priest would go and make the sacrifice. He would take the coals from the sacrifice and he would take it to the incense altar and he put the coals on there and he would put God's incense on it, representing the prayer. Folks, that's what we need to do. With the coals of the brazen offer of sacrifice. See, prayer takes us into the presence of God. And I get offended when I hear about the man upstairs. He's a holy God. And we don't treat him, we don't treat God in heaven with as much respect as we treat our own parents. That needs to stop. In Psalm 141 verse 2 it says, let my prayer be set forth before thee as what? Incense. So see, right here we have the connection. We have the picture of the ingredients for prayer. We have Christ even saying that thing, and they're consistent. And so now the psalmist says this. He says, let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. See, the incense was before the veil where God existed. And we're supposed to boldly approach the throne of grace. And we're supposed to put our prayers there. And the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. So tonight, how's your prayer life? How's your prayer life? I hope tonight that we would say, hey, I need to be patient. I need to be contrite. I need to praise God. And I need to do things the way God says. I need to bring my petitions to Him. For others also. I'm glad we pray it in our services. Amen. Because God answers prayer.
Amen.
The prayer, what prayer do you want Him to answer in your life tonight? Let's stand. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank You for this time. Lord, we just thank You for this time of invitation. Father, help us, Lord, to have a vibrant prayer life that's made up of the things that You want us to pray, the way You want us to pray, at the place You want us to pray. And Lord, that it's mingled with a life of faith. Lord, I pray that You just search our hearts, Lord, and help us, Lord, to be more like You. Help us, Lord, to follow You in all that we do, especially in this critical area of prayer. We thank You, we love You, and we give this time. We ask these things in Your Son's name. Amen. Amen.